Tom Carkleman, the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be mainly clouds with some sun, humid conditions, high near 88. In Kenosha right now, it's 69 degrees, 64 in Burlington, 75 in Milwaukee, and Racine, 73 degrees. At this hour, Kenosha fire crews on the scene of a vehicle into a retention pond near the Meyer store in Kenosha, 7701 Green Bay Road. It's an SUV that went in. Unknown if anybody was inside, according to the initial reports. Just got word from the scene that people went into the water. Rescue personnel did get the doors open, but reportedly did not find anybody. There is a search that is continuing, however, at that site, a retention pond for the Meyer store at 7701 Green Bay Road. A vehicle into the retention pond there. 1624 Yount Street in Racine, the location targeted for a veterans housing project that involves the creation of tiny houses by Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. The group will now seek the needed approvals to locate those small homes at what used to be the site for Teamsters Local 200. 15 tiny houses are planned as part of a neighborhood-type setting and will include a community building with showers, toilets, a food pantry, and a meeting room that can be used for counseling and other veteran services. One of the tiny homes has already been built with the hope that five more can be ready by winter. Another issue about the size of a business sign coming up during the Racine City Plan Commission meeting. This time, though, not at Regency Mall, where sign standards still need to be locked down. This electronic price sign is for the BP gas station at 1975 State Street. It needs to be moved because it is currently in the right-of-way with the road's reconstruction. But owner Ted Jement is being told it has to be 15 feet maximum height by amended ordinance.
We lost two driveways through this and about 80% of our business for the whole summer. The sign that we have, I cannot modify. If I take the legs off and set it completely on the ground, it'll still be 17 feet tall. A new sign was not included in our agreement with the city because there was never any quotes provided from any companies to replace that sign. It was to move it only.
Assistant planner Jill Johannick, while noting that she was not involved in talks for compensation on the owner in reference to the land and the signage with that road project, said the sign ordinance was amended.
Based on advice from our legal department, they were compensated for the assessed value of the sign at the time, as well as for the lands that were acquired for the street right of way. The other issue is the section I quoted about moving and for non-conforming signs or structures. So that is an underlying ordinance, not related to specifically signs, but to any structure that would have to be moved. It would have to conform to today's current code.
The sign issue deferred, so all available documents about compensation components can be reviewed and maybe some compromise found regarding a new sign as it relates to the amended ordinance. Meanwhile, in this politically charged season, Wisconsin Republicans and Democrats have very differing views on handling a projected $939 million transportation funding shortfall in the state. This according to a new Marquette University Law School poll. Director Charles Franklin says voters asked about the state perhaps raising taxes and fees to pay for current road projects, cut spending, or borrow more money like they did the last time.
Republicans, a solid majority, 55%, would rather cut road construction than increase taxes. And a minority, just 25%, would support increased taxes, and a small 8% would borrow.
Democrats heavily supporting finding ways to increase revenue, with just 18% backing plans to cut current projects, 12% in support of new borrowing. Work has started at Kenosha's Dream Playground site in Petsky Park to remove the flawed rubberized flooring that led to the venue's closure back in March, and a lengthy process to not only remedy the problem, but also deal with accountability. Bloomwells out of Greenfield, the only bidder on the project, began to pull up the surface yesterday. City closed the all-inclusive playground after the original surface failed safety tests. Still no word on when it might reopen. Two council committees recommending settlement with the original contractor for roughly half the cost to replace the surface. Aldermen expected to vote on that settlement proposal next week. The future of bicycle and pedestrian routes in the Racine area going to be the subject of another meeting coming up next Wednesday at Festival Hall. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The meeting is the next step in the development of a bike and pedestrian master plan for the city of Racine and the villages of Elmwood Park and Wind Point. The City Health Department and the Wisconsin Bike Federation began the process of creating a master plan last year, which has included a tour of current trails by a group of bike riders and a meeting last October that drew input from more than 70 community members. Draft recommendations will be available for review at next Wednesday's meeting. There will also be a chance to interact with advisory council members who want to hear about routes currently being used for biking, as well as barriers to cycling or cycling destinations. Plans to link the Racine area with established bike lanes and trails in other communities are also being formulated. The meeting on the City of Racine Bike and Pedestrian Master Plan will run from 5 to 8 p.m. with a formal presentation scheduled for 5:30. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Supporters of the new football stadium at Kenosha's Bradford High School, being named for Mary D. Bradford, not taking the school board's decision to instead name the facility for the late school board member Olin Arrington Jr., lying down. The board voted 3-2 against the recommendation of an ad hoc naming committee, which had 12 of its 20 members supporting Mary D. Bradford Stadium. Arrington, who passed away a few years ago and was the first African-American member on the school board, got 3 of the remaining 4 votes. An outcry since the vote has been loud. An online petition at change.org already with over 1,000 signatures urging the board to rescind that vote. A letter with the petition says it is not to protest or disrespect Arrington or his legacy, but rather it is not the proper choice for our stadium. The letter goes on to ask, why did we vote you to the board if you don't listen to us? The petition webpage also urges supporters to reach out to board members directly to voice their opinion. The family of the late Olin Arrington Jr. says they are humbled by the decision to name the sports stadium for him, but his son says they're not upset by the effort to convince the school board to name the facility for Mary D. Bradford either. David Arrington says the family only learned about the suggestion that his father get the honor a few months ago. Situation, he says, that, well, not everybody was aware of, but they appreciate
it. I really did not get involved in it at all. It was something that I felt that if that decision was going to be made, it was going to be made solely on how people felt about Dad in the community.
He said they're not concerned about the movement to get the school board members to try to follow the recommendation of the naming committee. State DNR says vandals spray painted a dozen signs inside Devil's Lake State Park along the North Shore entrance road. A few saw county road signs also damaged. Total estimate on that not available. Most extensive damage done to the main entrance sign, which will likely cost thousands to replace. An elderly man used a toothpick to convince himself that his apartment in Racine was being entered and medication taken, not just being forgetful on his part. Man told police he and his wife had noticed some pills that seemed to be missing about a year ago. Wasn't enough evidence, though, to continue the investigation, so over the course of the year, a few more pills would go missing from time to time. The man put a toothpick in the weather stripping on the door when he left, said he often would come home and found it on the floor. The situation got to the point he finally set up a cell phone as a security camera, and he caught video of the building's maintenance man in his apartment, allegedly taking the meds. 29-year-old Jamie Hamilton is Sturtevant, charged with burglary and possession of narcotic drugs. Police allege he used a master key that he did not have permission to possess to go into the apartments in a senior citizen's complex. Hamilton going to be back in court next week. A request to the Racine City Plan Commission to amend the zoning code and allow a tattoo parlor at 2501 Douglas Avenue, which is a B1 designation, but as an accessory to a cafe or coffee shop, get support based on staff recommendation. Deputy Development Director Matt Sadowski explaining precedent to consider with a previously approved tattoo business allowed in B1 as a conditional use.
The B1 zoning district contains a classification for conditional use permits described as studios or workspace located at the building's street level for artists, photographers, sculptors, composers, or other similar artisans or artists. And then additionally, within the B1 district, it says other business uses determined by the Plan Commission to be of the same general character as the uses permitted in the district.
The only discussion, a question about discretionary authority raised by Commissioner Ann Brodick, which would continue. The recommendation to the full council is to prepare an ordinance amendment and hold a public hearing before any change can be made. And citing unforeseen circumstances, Kenosha Common Markets has announced the Westosia Market at the county fairgrounds. Those operations are over with the close of the event yesterday. The board of directors voting to shut things down after determining it was not a viable venture for the remainder of the season. Since the market was going to be on hiatus with the county fair that's coming up anyway, the board decided now was a good time to end it. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.